This is the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Brad Hassick. Come join me as we remove confusion from the hottest health topics by discussing the latest research, along with what we've seen with thousands of our patients and amongst our community, family, friends, and people all over the nation and world. Let's dig in. Hey, this is Dr. Brad Hassick with the Second Chance at Health podcast. I'm bringing you a special spring break, post-spring break, post-Easter edition of the Second Chance at Health podcast. We're going to talk about rebooting your body. What do you do when you've overindulged? Something for a holiday, a vacation. Maybe it's just been for a prolonged period of time. You've been eating a certain way. You've been thinking about, hey, I know I need to do something different. You finally decided that you're going to do something. Any of those situations apply. And we can use the things that I'm going to go over with you today to try and get a fresh start after a longer period of unhealthy eating, or like I said, even just a holiday if we kind of cut loose and enjoyed ourselves. So, you know, the best time to start, people ask, when's the best time to start new eating, starting new habits? The best time to start is now. It's just, there's no guilt. Get going. And I think that, you know, with Easter and spring break, I don't know about you, and I'd love to hear people's favorite Easter candy items. I know for me, I've got a top two that far outweighs everything else. It's the Reese's eggs. That's a given. That seems to be pretty unanimous with most people, as long as they don't have a peanut allergy. And if you do, I'm sorry, because you're missing out. So good. The other is Cadbury eggs. Oh, that little bunny. You see, I remember the commercials. You'd see the little bunny hop along, the little Cadbury eggs, the blue and red and green, peeling the foil, biting into that. Oh, so good. And I've had a lot of years, you know, through kind of health journey in different times where I've been overly strict and I wouldn't have things, and you miss those, you know, and for certain things like this, it's once a year. Some of it is memories, nostalgia of being a kid, still being a kid at heart. You know, you've got to live. And especially once you've been disciplined with certain things, you got to enjoy yourself. And so it's guilt-free. I had guilt-free, had one Cadbury egg and a couple mini four that made one large Reese's egg normal size. So that was pretty good. No guilt with that. Also, oh, my beautiful wife Lori got a chocolate peanut butter pie. She did it for my dad. She knows my dad, he's still recovering from some health stuff, and she did that for my dad. She knows he loves that. I took that to him, and it was fabulous. Also, she made her own strawberry compote for our cheesecake. So way to go, hon. Love you. It was great. I enjoyed all of that. And even, you know, typically, you know, I follow the carnivore diet. We'll touch on that. It's coming up on a year now that I've been doing that. I love it. So there's certain things that, you know, I don't need a whole lot of, well, any really pasta, breads, things like that. But I did. She had some au gratin potatoes and some kind of some bougie macaroni and cheese that was just terrific. It was great. There was enjoyed every bite of all of that. So, you know, then you're going to have, how do you feel the next day? This is the day after that. And how do you feel? You know, before I absolutely had some guilt's associated with, you know, if I had overindulged or had things, or, you know, I lacked discipline. I was pretty hard on myself. And that's still something I think you're always kind of fighting. You're kind of going through that, ties back to some of the body image, things that we discussed previously. But how do you reboot after that? And that's one of the things that allows me to not have the guilt really with this anymore, is I've really dialed in with different methods, constantly learning, constantly trying, see how your body responds, see how you feel. There's different options after you've had those periods, to get yourself rebooted, get back to feeling great the way that you can and feeling healthy the way that you can. Or like I said, it may be you finally just said enough's enough. I'm tired of feeling like crap and I want to feel better. And there's some different ways that I'm going to go over kind of an escalating scale. There's some different options. There isn't a one size fits all for every single person. There's definitely some things, you know, when I work with functional medicine patients and I give advice to our patients, there's definitely some things, and you can get more details about how people have been eating and what their goals are, what they're willing to do, what you're willing to follow. You know, I'm not going to tell somebody that's won't change the way they're eating, you know, hey, you need to go on a 7-day water fast. You know, is there benefit to that? There absolutely is. There's some terrific research on the destruction of cancer cells with doing that. But that's, you know, you need to be under medical supervision to do something like that. So I'm going to go over some more feasible options, give people options on what you can do, what you can try, see what sounds good to you and give it a shot. So the first one that I'll talk about is a cleanse. And there's a lot of different types of cleanses. We're going to get into cleanse and then we'll talk about a detox. Well, what's the difference between those things? Cleansing is really going to be more so eliminating stuff from your gut, trying to get your gut functioning better. Maybe you haven't been eliminating things the way that you can. Maybe you're feeling just kind of bloated. So a cleanse is going to be something, just think about clearing waste out of your gut. And that's a great tool. Usually with that, there's going to be, there's different ways. Some things, different types of cleanses will have fibers and things like that, that will try and bind some of the stuff and get it out of your system. Just make sure that you're eliminating things that maybe, have been stuck. So that's a cleanse. And like I said, there's a lot of different things. I'll give you a couple ideas about things. I don't necessarily want to promote one particular thing, but I'll give you some options on these. Detox is really the next step. It's the next level up from a cleanse. A detox now is getting into really you're detoxifying the entire body. So you're looking at things to try and the liver, the kidneys, lymphatic drainage. You're trying to get your whole body working the way that it's designed to eliminate waste, eliminate toxins, eliminate anything that shouldn't be in your body. That's once again has maybe kind of been building up, foggy headedness, not thinking clear, headaches, some of those different types of things. Even maybe if caffeine's kind of been an addiction, something you're trying to kind of cut back on, that something you're detoxing your body off those heavy metals, you name it, that type of thing. Standard process has a terrific detox. There's detoxes and there's also cleanse based on what you're willing to do. There's different lengths of time that you can do these things. Some things will involve specific types of eating, elimination of certain things. Once again, we're going to get back to wheat, sugar, gluten, dairy. Those are the things you're going to want to eliminate. And listen to the stuff that I just talked about, the different candy, different types of foods, chock full of sugar and gluten and dairy and wheat. And it was all wonderful for a brief period of time. So you want to, usually most cleanses, like I said, I love standard process, has different lengths. They've got a 10 day and I believe it's a 21 day. They've changed it. It used to be a 30 day, a 1 month thing. So based on what people are willing to do, what your time will allow, what your resources will allow, also changing your diet, getting that changed up. So that's a great way. Once again, there's all different types of things. Just be careful if you're just kind of hunting down stuff. Leave messages for me in comments, and I'm happy to kind of guide people on some of this. I can't give specific medical advice, but I would say if people are looking for places to start with detoxes and cleanse, I love Standard Process. That's a great company, a very trustworthy company, not with slick Facebook advertising or something like that. The next thing is going to be, and this is one that I'm really passionate about, and there's a lot of different avenues. I'll probably do a specific podcast just on this, and that's fasting. There are a lot of different forms of fasting, I know, and different lengths of time, what you're consuming, what you're drinking. A lot of people, there's been a lot of popularity with intermittent fasting. You know, what's intermittent fasting? It's going to be periods where you have periods where you don't eat and then periods where you do. One of the most popular ones right now is your 18-6 intermittent fasting. So it's, you're going to have a small window. Typically, it's going to be from lunchtime until dinner. A lot of times, say noon to six would be an easy thing that you can eat in that window. And then for the next 18 hours, you don't eat. So that is a really great thing. It will help with weight loss. There's some great research or articles on that showing that it does help with weight loss. It will help with blood sugar, helping to kind of stabilize blood sugar and insulin. There's some great benefits with that. Something that I talked about in episode number 5 was getting into autophagy, and that's where your body is eliminating cells that aren't functioning the way that they're supposed to. And that's even when I mentioned before getting into things, cancer cells, but just cells that aren't functioning the way that they should, especially when you're looking at mitochondria. That's going to take longer. That really starts at 18 hours of fasting and then goes on for different periods of time. I'm not necessarily, for this podcast, I'm not going to advocate going, if you're going to do something like purely a water fast, which I've done it for up to 5 days. I've done it for 3 days multiple times. It's not necessarily easy, but you do feel great when you get done. 18 hours and beyond is when you're really, the research is showing, is you're starting to get into that autophagy, and that's your body is eliminating, it's finding, it's seeking out, and it's eliminating those cells that aren't functioning the way that they should. So whether it's cancerous types of cells or precancerous or just things that aren't working the way that they're supposed to. Mitochondria is going to have a lot to do with energy. So when you're feeling sluggish, in addition to eliminating stuff from the gut, you're literally going to the cells in the body that are producing energy for you. And so that's a great way to do that. Like I said, water fasting is one way. That's probably the most challenging, most strict way of doing it. You're literally just drinking water. So typically you're not going to want to go over 3 days with that. And it's pretty tough. You've got to be pretty disciplined to do that. You do feel great when you get done. Put some thought in, if you decide that you want to do that, put some thought into it before and after. A lot of people understand that, you know, you shouldn't, when you get done with a 3 day water fast, you're going to be hungry. Don't throw down on a big steak, even from a carnivore guy here, you know, ribs, you know, a big, heavy, heavy meal right after, because your stomach's, your body's not going to like that. It's going to reject some of that. So have some preparation before you go into that. Maybe if you've just had a big weekend, have a meal or something, you know, a night, take it easy that night. You know, I didn't eat real heavy last night after having, you know, a big lunch and some candy and that stuff. And then went into, you know, you're getting back into a keto fasted state. You know, that's my bulletproof coffee in the morning, where you're just putting butter in coffee. And I didn't use the cream because I didn't want dairy. And so that's, I'll kind of eliminate some of those things that could be potentially inflammatory. So you're trying to get your body healing as quickly as possible. But then if you're wanting to do the water fast, just kind of have a light meal, maybe some soup, something like that, and then head into that. When you're coming out of it, whatever length of time that is, just don't go hootie wild and eat a whole pizza or something right after that, because your stomach's going to be a little, depending on the length of time, it's going to be a little shrunk with that. I just did one for 48 hours and it's really pretty easy. That wasn't challenging. Usually it's day one's not bad. Day two's your challenging day. With that. So, fasting is a great way. And there's different types of things that you can consume. One that I really like is, you know, I drink warm lemon water with sea salt every morning. That's one that you can do with a fast. I found just the detoxification, just to have something other than water, There are health benefits to having that you know, warm water with sea salt. You're getting a lot of minerals, a lot of trace minerals with that. So I really think it does support your body when you're detoxing. So I've found it has always been easier for me to do a fast with that than just doing purely water. So that's something to consider doing that. Then, and there's different lengths of that. Once again, you can do that for, you know, anything. Try to do it for at least 18, you know, 24 hours, you know, skip a day. Some people I know love to have the one meal a day diet. That's one of the things. If I'm trying to lose weight, I'll go to that. Then once I've kind of stabilized, then I'll switch to the 18-6 intermittent fasting. And that's pretty much how I eat all the time, other than because the Bulletproof coffee is really keeping you in a keto fasted state. So you can go with that. And that takes me to the next one is the keto carnivore. And that's something you will get into. I just read a great article and it was talking about you do get into that autophagy with carnivore, with the carnivore diet. That's something that was new to me. I wasn't aware of that. I thought you had to fast to be able to do that. The biggest thing that you're going to see is insulin levels. The things that are going to prevent autophagy or the breakdown of those, eliminating of those cells is insulin. And carnivore is going to control it. Carnivore, keto. I sometimes use those things interchangeably. They're not. Keto just gets dicey with all the processed stuff. So when I say carnivore, you know, it's similar to some of the Atkins stuff that was from years ago, and it works. And that now there's more research behind what's going on. But carnivore is one that was very enlightening to me to think that, boy, I don't have to go back to just not eating. And I can still break down those cells that, you know, that aren't functioning the way that they should, get those out of my system. I get my energy back quickly. I get right back on track with that. So those are some different ways. You know, you look at a cleanse, look at detox, fasting, different types of fasting. And then once again, the carnivore diet, you know, that's a great thing. Even for the people, if you are strict doing that, the carnivore meat diet, I've had a lot of people contact me, tell me that they're doing that, they're trying that. You know, I'd still throw some fasting in there. There's nothing wrong. Even if you just, you know, if you're going one meal a day, there's 24 hours. That's not bad. You know, maybe occasionally you throw that in, you go 2 days. You know, sometimes you just get bogged down with all the meat and you're just not as hungry for whatever reason. Listen to your body. If you don't feel like eating, don't eat. You know, that's a good time. Just have some water, have some, you know, lemon water, detox and feel better. So, you know, just remember, you know, and I'm speaking myself even with this, food is, it's to be enjoyed. You know, I hear that all the time. Food should be enjoyed. I want to enjoy my food. Well, so is health. And the problem is if you're constantly enjoying food or constantly enjoying the wrong kinds of food or eating too much in any one sitting, you can't be healthy. You can't have both of those things. So, and if you aren't healthy, you aren't going to be able to serve. You're not going to be able to serve God. You're not going to be able to serve others, your family, your community, whatever your passions are with that. So make sure that you're fueling yourself the way that you should to be able to live the life that God wants you to have. And just know that, you know, if you do have those slip-ups, you know, or not even slip-ups, shame on me for having a negative connotation to that. Those indulgences, the enjoyable times, enjoying a meal with friends, family, enjoying a holiday, enjoying a vacation, enjoy yourself. Just get back on track. Don't make it harder than what it is. Don't shame yourself. Don't feel the guilt. Just get back on track. Get back on track to feeling healthy and back to, like I mentioned, the ultimate thing is serving God and serving others the way that we're designed to do. Give this a try. Let me know. Let me know what you know, maybe I want to hear about the candy, favorite Easter candies, but then I also want to hear what you've tried, what you tried in the past, what you're wanting to try with this. Give it a shot with the different options that I had and let me know how it works. Take care.